It's a tremendous privilege to be back and to actually have people to talk to. This is, I think, one of the first years that I can remember that we have zero Shonabek guys coming back after Pesach. But not because they didn't do amazing, they were all amazing, but they moved on to other places of growth and learning, and tremendous turnout over here from Shana'al Chevra. Hopefully a preview of future months and Mitzvashem next year. So, B'gash HaKoach. In this week's parasha, we have two very, very powerful words that should really play a role in our lives on a regular basis, not on a minute-by-minute basis. Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy. Now, I'm sure most people are familiar with the Machlokes. The Rashi says that you should be Purushim in Arayos. You should be separate yourself from promiscuity, from prohibited relationships. And the Ramban says, no, you should be Kaddish Atzmecha B'mutulah, which means that you should live a life of holiness within the parameters, within the guidelines of the halacha, even within those things. For example, you're allowed to eat. Of course, you're allowed to eat meat. But you shouldn't be a glutton. You shouldn't eat too much. And the Rambam says the following. He says that this is not a new mitzvah. What is this? It's just a push, a zirus. You should be zealous to become the mitzvahs, and you should also try to prevent yourself from doing a virus. But it's not a unique mitzvah in and of itself. So we have to understand, is Rashi its own shita? When Rashi says, it's referring to the arayos, prohibited relationship, then you have to put up a fence. Is that a new mitzvah? So, Rav Shalom Shadron, it's brought down in Sefer Lev Shalom, discusses a very important Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Gemara says, Genzel of arayos, theft, and prohibited relationships, nafshol shel adam mecham dosan misavlehen. The soul of man desires them and is motivated to get them, and they become like a fantasy to him, and he gets drawn into them. So, what does it say in that line? It says, Gezel v'arayos. Now, Gezel is not simply saying that a person has a type of a desire for money. It's a very important deal. It doesn't say that money is what somebody desires. No. It's Gezel somebody desires. It doesn't say women, that people desire women. It doesn't say that. It says, Dafka arayos. Why? Because the Pasuk initially tells us, Rabbi Shlomo HaMelech, who's the wisest of all men, it says, Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Stolen water is sweeter. A person inherently and naturally, and the way Hashem created it, naturally desires things that he's not allowed to have. So there's a twofold issue over here. It's obvious that people need money to survive. There is a certain level of desire for money. But when it comes to somebody else's money, then the person can't control himself. The person becomes so intensely desires those things. And what's the way to protect that? So Rashi is telling us there's no easy ways to protect oneself from these types of desires. If it's something that we can't have, something that's desirable in general, and certainly something that belongs to somebody else, so then we become very intensely, we desire it in a very intense fashion. And it says the Rishon Shadron, he wants to say that Rashi fits with the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam are together. That what? The Rambam was saying, it's not a new mitzvah. It's something that you have to be zealous about doing the positive mitzvahs, and you have to be very intense and very aware and try to prevent yourself from doing the averas. And he gives a muscle. We know that if there's no fence by the end of a ledge, of a cliff, right? So a person's going to go see, he's going to look down, and ultimately he's going to fall. But if there's a fence there, so he'll stop at the fence, and then he'll look. A person has to have fences in his life. And that we know is very obvious. And at the end of the Gemara in Kedushin, the fourth paragraph discusses the Yisurim of Yichud. Right? The Yisurim of Yichud. Right? A man and a woman shouldn't be alone. Right? We know, unfortunately, many people stumble in these areas, but if they would follow the guidelines of Chazal and put that gather, that fence, they wouldn't get into that situation. There's also an Yisur of Istaklus, of looking. I personally would say, what do you mean? What's the problem of looking? The answer is no. If you don't put up proper fences, if you don't put up proper guidelines well before any averos come into play, so then you won't be able to restrain oneself. And this is the yesod in life. Number one, that a person has to recognize that the way the imagination and the which is in Hebrew the dimyon works is that a person is going to heavily desire things that he's not allowed to have and things that belong to other people. And the only way to protect oneself from those things is to put up fences. It's to make sure, certainly yichud, certainly istaklus, all these types of things are meant as gedarim, and this is exactly what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, "Have you prushim and raiz and avera? Shekol mafu shatamotz gedar erva." When you have a protection of fence about from promiscuity, atamotz kedusha. The only way to be involved in kedusha is to put up fences. And the truth of the matter is, this goes with other things also. If a person wants to learn, right? What are you, in a positive sense. So, what are your fences? I'm going to have a chavrusa. I'm going to have a certain time that he comes to the base medrash. If he wants to take davening seriously, there's a certain time that he comes. Everything's about a fence. Because if you don't put a fence, if you just go with the flow, it's never going to work. It's not possible. And I think really that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is on both sides. He says the mitzvah part, it should be zoriz, it should be zealous and motivated to fulfill the mitzvahs, ulihimana min averus, and to prevent yourself from the averus. And the only way to do that is to follow Rashi's advice and put up fences. And just in terms of taiva, and to understand what it means, the Rambam himself says, listen to the words in the Rambam, it must be in Yigera somewhere, Uma tov omer ha-omer, lulei ha-mishtagim ha-olam charev. If it wouldn't be for the crazy ones, the world would be destroyed, the world would be empty. She'ein ba-olam shigon domo l'shigon ha-adam. There's no insanity like the insanity of a person. What's he referring to? And he's basically referring to the idea of vision, the idea of dreams. Now, in one sense, dreams are very good, right? If people wouldn't have dreams and be motivated to grow and prosper, we wouldn't have skyscrapers, right? We wouldn't have many of the great resources that we have, because people are very much driven by, we'll see soon, kinah, taiva, and kavod. Somebody else has a better company than I have, so I want to build a better company. He has a better, you know, let's say Samsung, Apple, whatever. They built a better phone. We want to build a better phone, right? You know, kavod. Right? COVID, we want honor. They want honor. Everybody wants honor. Right? Taiva and certain desires. So certain, of course, if there wouldn't be a desire, we wouldn't populate the world. So on the one hand, these things are all necessary for the world to grow. But on the hand, if they would cease to exist, Rav Lev Kasman, who's Mashkiach in Hebron, he said that if you thought about it, if there'd be no kinah, no jealousy in the world, what would happen? The world would be quiet and desolate. Everybody would live in a shack. Everybody would have drive around jalopy. Nobody would exert themselves in areas of certainly in parnasa and these types of things. If there was no kina, taiva, and kavod, everybody would just be totally chilled. But the world would be totally desolate. The key is, of course, to challenge the kina and the taiva and the kavod in the right channels. For example, kina so from taiva chokhmah, right? You should be zealous with somebody else. In what sense? Only in the sense that it's going to bring you to grow, but not in a bad way. And Rav Shlomo Shadron brings an example of a following story imagination, right? And also a bad form of kinah, where a person becomes not, you know, it messes with a person's mind. He says a mashal about a person who's passing by a wedding, and he sees that his friend, who he thought he was greater than, get an honor under the chuppah. And he says to himself, and he starts, he was friendly with this gentleman. And the whole night he's tossing and turning, saying, oh, I don't like him anymore. And he couldn't figure out why. He's so jealous that he got honor under the chuppah and he didn't. And the next morning he sees the guy who got the kavod. And he says to himself, he's such a whatever. He's all these negative thoughts about him. He gives him a very bad good morning. And then he sees the Baal Simcha. He sees, you know, whoever his relationship was at the wedding. And the guy says, I was looking all over for you last night. I was going to give you an honor under the chuppah, and since you weren't there, I gave it to this other guy. And all of a sudden, all those feelings of those negative feelings for the other guy just slowly disappear. And he realizes it was all his imagination. It was Mamash, all his imagination. He thought to himself, I need the honor. It's just, I mean, that's just an example of where kavod can really mess with the person's mind. And Mishnah Avos tells us, Hakino v'ataiva kavod. And it's true. We have to recognize that and really be aware that this is what happens. It's a very important sort. Mayim ginuvim yutaku. If we would all, and on the flip side, I was just learning recently with the Garrison Rabban speaks about it clearly, and also in Orach Zedikim in Shar HaNova, the idea that a person is supposed to go around life thinking that everybody around him is better than him. Now, but it's a very difficult thing, because on the one hand, I was talking about this with somebody from, I think, yeah, somebody from last year that I learned with over the phone. On the one hand, a person has to have self-esteem. A person has to say, you know what, I'm doing good, I'm doing well. With the capabilities and the tools that Hashem has given me, I'm doing a good job. On the other hand, he also has to say that the guy next to me is better. And the way the Or HaSidikim says it, let's say, for example, in a very simple way. He says, if you see somebody who's older than you, you say, oh, he's older than me. He did more mitzvahs than I did. I should honor him. If you see somebody who's younger than him, you say, oh, he's less severe than I did. So therefore, he's greater than me. Every person you see, you find a way to say, he's greater than me. Now, it's a lifelong challenge to really, really feel those feelings and internalize them. But that is the yisod. You look around, the person should say, oh, I'm comfortable with myself. I'm trying to do the right things. Baruch Hashem, according to my abilities, you know, feelings of proper anova, humility, and self-esteem. But on the other hand, look around, and it also says that Allah anova mitein chen. When a person goes ahead and he honors other people, so then you know, kol berech ben hakavod, you know, then people come and honor him. It doesn't work. You can't do it. It won't work if it's not sincere. You have to mamish be mechavit other people. If a person is really mechavit other people, go around and see who gets honor. See who gets honor. It's not good the people that are humble. But the yisod is that a person has to recognize what these things are. Kina, taiva, and kavod are mamish mitzinus adam and olam. And that's what Rashi, just to go back to what we discussed originally. Kedoshim tiyu kedosh ani. The only way, and let's focus on Rashi for a moment. The only way to grow as a holy Jew, the only way is to recognize what is going, to recognize the boundaries, to recognize the realities of what's going on. Why am I doing this? Why do I need this so badly? Why do I need this particular thing? What am I running after it? Right? So, for example, let's say for money, for example. Person has to sincerely say, why am I getting money? Because I need to pay, you know, I need to put food on the table, I need to get this. You know, there's certain necessities in my life, or is it because I need to get ahead of the Joneses? A person has to be aware of what's the driving force behind his actions and behind his thoughts. And that's the key, I think that's the key to life. And kedoshim tiyu, to be holy, is a lifelong work. But it takes thought. And I say this often, but I think it's a very true statement, right? G.I. Joe, I don't know if it's still a cartoon, but it says, knowing is half the battle. That is the yisod. A person has to know. A person can't live life thinking, just, you know, go with the flow, oh, he wants this, and I need this, and I need that, I need, that's another big yisod. One of my kids once said, you know, I need something, it's not I need, what do we really need? Do we really need it? Right, as the mission of us tells us, pass me achtocha, my minister, sister, our teacher. Right, what do we really need? We could survive on bread and water. Right, we could sleep on the floor. We could. What do we need? We don't need it. We want it. We would like it. It would be pleasurable. It would be comfortable. That's true. What do we need? And back to the original yisod. The original yisod is a person has to have fences. Person has to put up fences and recognize very clearly the reason why we desire something, the reason why we're so driven to get something is because we're not allowed to get it. All of a sudden, right, just one mushroom and we'll close with this. You know, I feel like I've had this recently, right? All of a sudden, you're in the middle of a charusa, you're talking to somebody, you can't stop shooting with the guy, right? You walk down to lunch with him, you walk somewhere else, and you can't find small talk to make. It's a wild thing. Hashem makes it. That dafka, when it's Osir, when you're in the middle of Seder, you can't stop shoozing about it. All of a sudden, when you're walking outside the Beis Medrash and you want to try to find things to make small talk, it's harder to find what's a shmooze about. This is so. That's first of all the Yitzhara, obviously, but this idea of Maim Genuv Mim Taku, dafka, when it's Osir, it becomes that much more desirable to do. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyat Nishmaya. We're obviously now in the beginning of the Sefirah Omer, trying to work on Abed Omer Chavero, certainly, and our Abed Lamakom, trying to prepare ourselves to be Mekabel the Torah in a few weeks. Now is the time, at the beginning of this Zman, to try to make as many Gedarim parameters and guidelines to help us grow, certainly this Zman, and make the Shem for our entire lives. Have a great Shabbos.